Desperate times mean desperate measures. And we know how they're calling Trump. He didn't have sex with 14-year-olds. He didn't get pissed on in Russia. It's all about his wife. And the enemy has all this information. You're getting this out of Trump. And at the end of the day, they're going to turn around and stab him in the back regardless, because he's now being blamed for all this stuff they did because of what he's doing. And I'm not saying Melania did this stuff, but this is what they're alleging. And it's already out there. But General Flynn, you got the floor.
Yeah, when you're being attacked, you know, you can either retreat, you know, withdraw, whatever word you want to use, or you can counterattack, right? And I think now is the time for President Trump to counterattack instead of trying to, you know, push something to the side. That wall that we are facing, which is this whole Epstein affair, is not an immovable wall, but it is up. It is a wall that is going to block this administration from moving his agenda forward the way he wants to move it forward, with whether it's foreign policy successes, peace around the world, border security, whatever. But that this Epstein affair is a wall. It is not immovable. But you've got to figure out where to attack and how to counterattack. And as I said at the very end of the last segment, are you organized properly to be, as a government, as an executive branch, are you organized properly to go after the things that matter to the American people right now? You know, number one, I can tell you, elections. We can't, if we run elections, if we run our primaries with the same system that we had for the 2020 or 2022 elections or 2024 elections, you know, what should we expect? I don't care how much the Republicans have outregistered the Democrats. The second thing is accountability. You know, I'm hoping that on Tuesday night during the State of the Union that you talk about how you are planning on holding people accountable, that there are investigations, that we're going to see some things breaking here very soon. And then the third thing, you have to talk about the economy, and those are fine. Those are all sort of the normal, you know, those are sort of conventional, if you will. Maybe accountability can be done in an unconventional way. But in order to break through this Epstein wall, you're going to have to come forward and say, okay, I got it, because I'm going to tell you, it ain't going away. There's just too much out there. We believe in you, Mr. Trump. We absolutely believe. We worked our tails off. We worked our butts off to get you elected, a couple of times, not just in 2016, but in 2020 and in 2024. And these people will not give you a break. I don't care whatever deals they may offer, you know, you or others. They will not. These people are out for blood, and they're out for this country, and they are going to do everything they can to continue to, you know, this sort of globalist movement to take over this country. It's going to happen. You know, you got a picture there. Keep that picture up for a second. Bill Clinton. The amount of people that were so upset, that the number of calls and messages that I got when you said on whatever the show was that, you know, Bill Clinton's a good guy, basically. You know, we get along. Bill Clinton is not a good guy. You know, he's not a good guy. He's not. And I don't care what you think about Bill Clinton. And there's so many things that are in that guy's past that the American people are going, wait a second. You know,
Trump is signaling to them, I'll protect you, protect me. And it's not him with kids. We know. I predicted it. They did it. It's Melania claiming she was with Epstein, whatever the thing was there. The point is that Trump, the guy that produced the movie with Netflix and her movie, is all over this with Epstein. Now we understand he's protecting his family, and not from any crimes, but from embarrassment or the threat of embarrassment. Trump, you're being held hostage. Let's just—it's going to come out.
Yeah, like I said, the most forgiving people on the planet are the American people. The American people will forgive Trump. You know, if there's some family-related issue, and I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, it's like, we're not going to move past this. And the reason why we're not going to move past this, because we all have, many of us have children or grandchildren or great grandchildren in one woman's case who got a hold of me, you know, and said she will go to her. People need to understand, President Trump, you need to understand, the Epstein affair is not going to, we are not going to move past it. Because
when the press secretary says move along, it only makes them more angry. GeneralFlynn.com.
Right.
Thank you for the time, sir. Like I said, anytime, this show is yours. Thank you, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. God bless y'all.
Follow us on X-Ray Live Show. Thank you, General Flynn. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes are blind, but I can see.
Look, I've known why Trump's been blackmailed for 2 years. And it's not anything illegal. It's just the embarrassment of his wife. And it's not even real. And I predicted it all. Super beautiful woman. I've met her, intimidating, most intimidating woman ever. Like, women don't intimidate me. Really, nobody does. This is like electricity shooting out. And she was a model, and she did do, you know, lesbian photo shoots. Everybody knows that stuff. They're trying to blackmail Trump 10 years ago with that. 9 years. So he just leaked it to the New York Post. That was Trump. I know who did the leak. That's why I get up here and tell you stuff about all this stuff, like where Q came from, this and that. I mean, I know it all, folks, okay? And the media said, oh, she worked for Epstein, his modeling agency. No, she worked at Trump's modeling agency. But the point was, there was that relationship, and whatever it is, they're using that. It's about the president's wife. And I don't bring this up now at the 11th hour, 58th minute, to be mean. It's the opposite. They're going to turn around and stab you in the back, Trump. You got Hillary. Oh, Trump's involved. Trump's a pedo. I'm innocent. Ghislaine Maxwell set up their foundation. It's on record. I will not sit by. All because your family can't handle a little fight. Oh, that's like in One Battle Out for Another. It's a horrible, racist, globalist, brainwashing movie. But there's a great thing where they call the head communist in and they go, oh, we're going to put you in prison for life. We're going to about to beat the hell out of you. He goes, I don't care. And he goes, oh, yeah, but what about your sister and your mother? He goes, I'll tell you everything I know. That's how they got to Trump. Yeah, I've had them sue my parents, threaten my family, threaten to all of it. I said, hey, if we don't beat this, we lose anyways. You want to knock yourself out. You got to have that attitude, folks. Seriously, knock yourselves out. Knock it out. Knock it out. Knock yourself. I'm not stopping no matter what you do, no matter what you pull. I am fully committed, and I ain't stopping. You put a gun to my head. Put a gun to my children's head and said, sell out or pull trigger. Pull trigger, brother. They got an eternal soul. You want to get their soul. You want me to help you do that. Pull the trigger. Pull it. It's already pulled the trigger on you. And that's why I don't like me. Because if this spirit of commitment spreads, it's game over. You say what you want about me. I don't claim I'm the best guy, the smartest guy, the toughest guy around. But I do love humanity, and I do love the truth. And I ain't selling out for nobody. Ever. That's why they call me the sellout constantly. Because they know I'm the opposite. And they know that real McCoy spreads, it's game over. I'm in over 50 emails, them attacking me for exposing their pedophilia and Pizzagate in Epstein. The left, all over the news. Alex Jones is in the files. Alex Jones is in the files. They will tell you how I'm in the files. You go look it up. I'm their enemy. But that's all they got. because I turned down their offers. I turned down their money. I turned down all of it. And it was easy to do. Everything with them, I would use the analogy of, is the first or the second? They're super cheesy, but I've seen, I think, all three of them. There's three of them. Pirates of the Caribbean. You got the Black Pearl. And because they took this Aztec gold, they live forever, but they can't taste the wine. They can't taste the meat. They can't, you know, it's just, in the moonlight, you see their skeletons, their slaves, their ring race. They have all this power, but they have no power. They're a vessel. You get the power, but you don't get the power. Guys, pull up Pirates of the Caribbean Black Pearl Curse. Should pull it up, I'm guessing. The Curse of Pirates of the Caribbean. Should pull it up. And you drink the wine, but you don't even taste it. The minute I even approach evil, I feel my power level going down. And so, to me, I always explain to people, there's no way I sell out. The more dangerous it gets, the more insane, the more I fight, the more they attack, the stronger I am. The more I can see through the third dimension. This is amazing. And I only wish that I could get the general public to realize fighting tyranny, standing up to bullies, is what you were designed to do. And there's that point where you're under attack, whether it's physical or political, whatever, and you just decide, I'm going to beat ass. And it's a commitment, and the strength just 100% just real forever. The satisfaction. I'm not a prideful person. I'm a satisfaction person. My whole life's about satisfaction. It's about feeling complete. I don't even know what pride is. I don't feel prideful. Oh, I'm great. No, I'm a nobody. I'm going to be alive now and dead later. But satisfaction, completion, being in God's order, being aligned with the Creator. A little less talk, a little more action. That's satisfaction, quote Elvis. I forget, what clip did I just call for? Yeah, Pirates Caribbean, where he's talking to the captain of Black Pearl, and he says, you know I want that gold? Because I'm a slave. And everything's torture. Yeah, I live forever, I got all this power, but I'm in hell. I want the last gold, I want to die. Give me that last piece of gold. That's the Aztec curse. Well, you got a curse over here. You got the blessing over here. And I'm telling you, if any of you ever tasted the Holy Spirit, those of you that think it's a joke, Joe Rogan's drinking out of it now. Joe Rogan's going to church and crying. People I know that were there. And look what he's doing now. How good he is. See? I told you. And I told him it's all real. And he better get with the right side of it. You want to be like Les Wexner telling newspapers like it's a joke? Oh, I'm possessed by a demon. I do all these horrible things. It orders me to. I'm blacked out half the day. The demon takes over. I don't remember anything. No, that's what happens, folks. When a psychotic has a psychotic break and kills their whole family. That thing got in. The devil made him do it. Yeah, so here's a scene where they're fighting the undead, but it's a scene where the captain's talking to the girl, and he says, you know, I want the gold, right? I'm cursed. I need the last pieces so this curse ends. Now just give it to me. You don't want to have any of that gold yourself, you're going to be cursed. And you learn that Jack Sparrow, he's cursed too. He's undead in that episode. You don't want to take any of this gold. You don't want to take the devil's gold. So, let's go to a John Bound report. And I'm going to open the phones up. And we got a big guest host coming up in the fourth hour today. But I try to be respectful of the president, and I understand his mindset. But I'm not going to sit here and watch the country wreck just because you don't want some made-up crap about your wife out. Who cares, like Flynn said? Was Roger Stone convinced you with the lesbian soft porn of Melania in bed with another, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be hypocrites. Super hot. The point is, it's like poetry in motion. The point is that you're going to let them use whatever else they've got. And all to protect her. They're going to burn her and burn you and put you in prison. So let me make it easy for you. And it's already done. If I get SWAT team today and die, it all gets released. So just you know, I hope listeners know what you're getting right here. I'm not going to stand by while this blackmail goes on. They're going to use this stuff for blackmail, I'll just release it. I don't have the videos and stuff, but I know what the intel is. I'm doing you a favor, Trump. And I'm rarely wrong, except when I believe your attorney general when she lied to the release it all. They did release actually a bunch of stuff, did redact stuff. So it's partially true. So it wasn't as bad as I thought, but still, I spent 2 hours or 4 hours just bitching about me being wrong. Because we don't just kind of, oh, I was wrong on this little bit. No, I'm like, let's talk about that. Because I don't care about being made a fool of. I care about telling people something that isn't totally accurate. Because I want the mojo of the truth. Because the more you tell the truth, the more it resonates. The more you get it, the more you're trusted. I want to be close to God. And when I'm doing good and I'm fighting evil and I'm being strong and I'm not backing down, I feel the loving embrace of God around me. And the strength and the will and the completion and the goodness and the satisfaction, not the pride, but the deep satisfaction. Just, as they say in Revelation, when the saints go to heaven and they're throwing their crowns down saying, we don't want these. It's like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, you're so good. We love you. Thank you. You're so, it's just, no. It's about you, God. I worship you. Hallelujah. I cannot do this. I need you, God. You're so great and good. I love you so much. That's what it's about, is the completion, the satisfaction, the eternalness. It's just like, there's no past, there's no present, there's no future. You say, what's it like to be in heaven? It's just pure, beyond bliss. And you could see anything in any history, in any culture, in any trillion galaxies you wanted. And you could do whatever God wants. You want to go do something, God says, do it. But you just want to be basking in God's perfection. Just it's like I said, being thrown off a boat 10 miles from shore and you swim and almost die and you finally hit the beach and you're just like, oh. And it's a sunny day. You drop on that warm sand. You're just like, Jesus. And you're just there like God's your father. He is. And you're just a little baby in his arms. It's like, oh, God, I'm back to the source. But you wouldn't know what the source is if he didn't give you free will and turn you loose into this hell. And that Satanist, we talked to a real demon, they're always like, your God's a Satanist. He allowed all this pain. Blah, blah, blah. No, you injected that. But yeah, God didn't want to be alone, so God created that. What a prophet. And hypocrites go, oh, well, that's evil. I've had 4 children. They could be bank robbers. They could be murderers. They could be whatever. They weren't. They're all amazing people. And they're going to die one day physically. You say, giving birth is killing someone. Give me a break. It's the great challenge of the universe. It's what it's all about. I have zero pride, but I have 100% satisfaction, 100% completion. Hey, people talk about pride. That's the wrong term. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of doing the right thing. You're not proud. You're like, I'm good. You're like, you're satisfied. You've done what you're supposed to do. A little less talk, a little more action. Here's John Bowne's report. We'll come back with all the news and take your phone calls.
Please, Pittsburgh. Nothing to see here, please.
Leon Black, the billionaire co-founder of Apollo Global Management, has long been tied to the Jeffrey Epstein scandal through massive payments and a close association that he himself has called a horrible mistake. Yet he shelled out $62.5 million in 2023 to the U.S. Virgin Islands to settle and avoid any potential claims tied to Epstein's operations there, where some of those funds indirectly supported Epstein's island empire.
The headline should be Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein $158 million for services over 5 years as like a tax advisor. This is a story of a U.S. billionaire paying a convicted sex offender hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, with the lending, it brings in $200 million into Jeffrey Epstein. And the report found that he visited Epstein's home in New York multiple times and his other homes around the world as well. In order to, like, what, cut his tax bill by $1 or $2 billion, which even that strikes me as concerning.
The leaked document from the Epstein files from 2026 DOJ releases consists of heavily redacted attorney notes from a May 2023 call. Multiple women accused Black of violent rape, often under the guise of massages. One described 7 to 8 years of sadistic abuse, including vaginal biting, causing excruciating pain and bleeding. Another claimed a brutal assault with head slamming. A third, a developmentally disabled 16-year-old girl with autism and mosaic Down syndrome, alleged trafficking by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, forced to massage Black naked, then violently raped, causing severe rectal and vaginal injuries. Of course, Black has vehemently denied all involvement, calling the accusations baseless, uncorroborated, insisting he's never met certain accusers. And now the outrage is exploding nationwide because LifeTouch, the company behind school pictures for countless American kids across the country, is owned by Shutterfly, which Apollo Global Management controls through its funds.
The rumors have caused concern among parents around the country.
No one really thought anything of it until we started thinking about, okay, wait, who actually is seeing these pictures instead of just the parents?
LifeTouch, too, has responded, releasing a statement which reads in part, LifeTouch is not named in the Epstein files. The documents contain no allegations that LifeTouch itself was involved in or that student photos were used in any illicit activities.
You want to know who owns those photos, and that's typically done by contract, and what can be done with the photos later between you and the photographer.
Stephen Clark is a South Bay-based attorney. He says it's important to read the fine print on consent forms for things like school photo shoots. Tech expert Ahmed Banafa agrees, especially given the chance of a data breach.
About 5 million pictures being sold on the dark web in 2023.
Meanwhile, in the latest torrent of Epstein documents, Woody Allen and Jess Staley emerge as another grotesque thread in the financier's web of influence. Allen pops up repeatedly in scheduling logs and emails, with Epstein even paying $15,000 for their kids' elite private school tuition. Emails between Woody Allen and Epstein reveal a conversation about cannibalism. Epstein says he didn't just cause heartburn, he ate them. Epstein says hearts. Then Allen says thanks. Allen says, at least I'm thinner. Epstein says, because you also eat the bones, providing fiber. Allen says, I don't like waste. Staley, the former J.P. Morgan rainmaker turned Barclays CEO, exchanged over 1,000 emails, some laced with creepy Disney princess references and young women's photos.
And so the New World Order is in deep trouble. They're basically done. And we should focus on the files we're suppressing. We should focus on the cover-up, but also focus on what we got.
A financial kingpin, a predator banker, and a legendary filmmaker, all orbiting the same twisted world of Jeffrey Epstein. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
You don't know what this is. Do you?
It's a pirate medallion.
This is Aztec gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in a stone chest to Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon him with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen gods placed upon the gold a terrible curse. An immortal that removes but a single piece from that stone chest shall be punished for eternity.
I hardly believe in ghost stories anymore, Captain Barbossa.
Aye. That's exactly what I thought when we were first told the tale. Buried on an island of the dead, what cannot be found, except for those who know where it is. Find it, we did. There be the chest. Inside be the gold. We took them all. We spent them and traded them and frittered them away. Drink and food, a pleasurable company. The more we gave them away, the more we came to realize the drink would not satisfy. Food turned to ash in our mouths. And all the pleasurable company in the world could not slake our lust. We accursed men, Miss Turner. Compelled by greed we were. But now, we are consumed by it. There is one way we can end our curse. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored, and the blood repaid. Thanks to ye, we have the final piece.
And the blood to be repaid?
That's why there's no sense to be killing you. Yet. Apple. I'm curious, after killing me, what is it you're planning on doing next? Shows us for what we really are. We are not among the living, and so we cannot die. But neither are we dead. For too long I've been parched of thirst and unable to quench it. Too long I've been starving to death and haven't died. I feel nothing. Not the wind on my face, nor the spray of the sea, nor the warmth of a woman's flesh. You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
People that serve Satan are in the spiritual position. All they can do to get feeling is to kill us. That's the only thing I'll tell you in this movie is when they kill a baby, poison you, give you a poison shot, they feel a little good. That's the only time they feel good is when they hurt you, cut your son's penis off, give you a poison shot. They feel a little good, a little. That's why they all fantasize in their writings about nuclear war killing billions. That would feel really good. They're promised to free themselves if that happens. We got big news I don't want you to hear. We're about to break straight ahead. You want to stay with us. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. And I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does, with all their great operations they do. So if they're able to shut down InfoWars, you can read about the news, they're still trying. It doesn't matter, because Bigley owns that, and they're our sponsor, and they've built the Alex Jones Network backup studios and are helping build the new studios. I just work for them in the future. I don't yet. And so they can't stop me. They'll be the owner. I'll be the news director. So you're not just funding the current operation, because they're funding InfoWars as well, like 90% of the funding. They're also funding the future. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now and take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, 52% off store-wide, and everybody buying anything should commit in the lightest, easiest way. Become a VIP for $30 a month with one click. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, discount sales on top of other sales on top of everything. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. The reason I say it's a very light commitment, you can cancel anytime for free with one click. Just for whatever day of the month you sign up as a VIP, it rolls around every month and charges you $30. You don't like it for whatever reason, you get your $40, you spend it, you get your discounts, all that, then don't have any money at the time, whatever, you just cancel. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, because you get $40 instantly to spend in the store. You make $10, and it lowers the cost of everything you just bought on top of the sale. If you're a VIP, at 50% off, some of these products are loss leaders, meaning we're losing money. But because we have a, I didn't understand this, we have a repeat sale on the store of 98%. No one has that. On the supplements, over 80% reorder individually. That's how good these are. So take advantage now. You have less than 48 hours. So tomorrow night at midnight. You have until tomorrow night at midnight. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to talk about Melania Trump. And I predicted that in the Epstein files and every cycle stuff, that she worked for Epstein and his talent agency and his modeling agency, and that she was a prostitute. And I researched and never saw any evidence of that. She did work for an agency with Trump. She's a beautiful woman. She did do the softcore lesbian spread that was in the New York Post. We can pull that up. It's not pornographic. Laying there in a bed with a beautiful woman. I'm a Christian, but I'm not some guy that doesn't admit that, you know, God built me this way, so I'm not going to judge that. Trump knew that was coming out 9 years ago. I was told by the folks that engineered it, they released it in the New York Post, to get ahead of it. That's smart. That's smart old Trump. The new Trump is particularly concerned about Melania and the BS they put in these files. And I've talked about this for a long time. I've kind of foreshadowed it. But if you wonder why Trump's doing all this and saying nice things about Hillary Clinton and nice things about Bill Clinton and doing all this stuff, and I told you this when it first started back in March, I said it's Trump behind the cover-up. And listeners got really mad. Now listeners get mad at me when I don't say Trump's evil. No, we broke. Played the clips yesterday. the day before, we broke back in March. It's Trump giving the orders. And that's admitted now. He says it's bad for the country. Move on. Because he thinks they'll never be able to prosecute it. It's so crazy. And I see that argument. I don't agree with it. Because that's unjustified means. Plus, they're going to stab me in the back, Trump. But then you've got Melania's big movie that was put out. And these type of folks, boomers like Trump and others, they think that's important still. Younger people know it's just pure crap. I've known it forever. I'm glad the world's caught up. But you have the people making the movie, heavy Epstein operatives. So it's all like, we're not just protecting Melania with whatever made up crap they have that she was a prostitute or whatever. There's no evidence of that. But they can sure cook it up. We're making a big movie about her. And then it was the same leftist media that says, oh, it's a dud. It fell apart. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, Trump is being given one-dimensional information. There's one of the photo shits, which is sheer torture to look at. So, like Flynn said, and by the way, Flynn on air is like, I'm not, you know, Flynn knows all about it. We talked about it off air. The point is, we're about to go over it all. Yeah, there's Campbell all over the files. So, that's what's going on here. And I get a husband defending his wife, but it's not even real stuff. And they're going to double back, Trump, on you with this. And I get it. Melania's something else. I've never had women intimidate me. The more beautiful, the more I'm at ease with her. It's very intimidating. So that's all they got. It's in between marriages, Trump was a playboy. That was never a secret. But that's what they've got. Trump, when you did the grab him by the pussy joke, women let you do whatever they want, like I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, you were going to do that. You were just making the point of I can do whatever I want. People loved you when you just came clean with it. And I was the one that told you to say it's just locker room talk. They don't care about you and the supermodel, dude. But your administration is being destroyed. They just saved half the 500,000 missing kids. You got the border secure. You pull out of the carbon tax to save 2 billion people's lives. This is awesome. But we will not sign on to protecting the Clintons and others. And now you got Hillary so arrogant. She's all over the place. I got a bunch of clips. We're not involved. Ghislaine Maxwell funded in the founding of the Clinton Global Initiative. The head of the Clinton Foundation was sent to prison for human trafficking sex slaves out of Haiti. She changed her name, went on to run Amber Alert. For God's sakes, I know this stuff up one side and down the other. I know you weren't involved. But now, all because of the crap when the Democrats controlled the file, they stuck in there about your wife and a few other people. You're doing this. And they are already destroying you. Because on one front, they're asking nice, but their surrogates are all attacking you. I'm doing you a favor. I'm bringing out what they're blackmailing you with right now for everybody. And just like your instincts, 3 months before the election in 2016, because I know who talked to you and you guys decided, I'm releasing exclusive information here. They're like, they got this stuff. It's about to be published. Trump's like, his advisor, put it in the New York Post. Get ahead of it. They did. And his approval rating went up. So, because it's not her in bed with an 8-year-old. It's with another sexy ex-European. And we're not hypocrites as Christians. You know, I don't run around. I'm not saying cheating on your wife. I'm not saying all this stuff's good. But we're also going to say he was a playboy back then. He's willing to take on the globalists. We're not going to judge him about that or his wife. Big deal. Seriously. Come on. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Stop being hypocrites, folks. All right? We have all the big, massive evil going on. And then people want to obsess over something like this. But that's how they got Trump by his balls right now. And I want the globalists who should be all going to prison right now with a wiener laptop and all of it, who've got your testicles in their hands squeezing it, I want to remove that and knock them upside the head politically. So, and look, I know all about it, and a bunch of other people do, okay? So, anybody thinks they're going to shut me down or do some bull stuff, it'll just all be about Melania at that point. We want you to stop letting them use your wife and a few other people for blackmail. And meet this thing head on. It's like they say in Caddyshack. Lacey has a certain zest for life. And the caddy that just banged her said, his niece, Judge Schmel, don't worry, I won't say a word. He goes, good, very good. Well, nobody's mad at Lacey Underwood in Caddyshack. and no one's mad at your wife. Stop it. That's all they got? That's what they got. It'd be like a fish not swimming in the ocean, a woman that hot. Yeah, let's play this Caddyshack scene. We'll get the serious stuff. We also have the scopolamine in that, growing the plants for the zombie drug. This is massive news with our special guest analyst here, Thomas Siska. But if you guys have Caddyshack, let's play the Lacey Underwood scene.
The judge would like to see a caddy named Danny Noonan as soon as he comes in.
I'm Danny Noonan.
See, this is a lens for all of life. Master film. Probably the most important movie ever made. Not Citizen Kane, not The Godfather. I'll pause down with this.
Judge Smale, sir?
Sit down, Danny. Danny, I think you know why you're here, so I'll do us both the courtesy of not reviewing what happened yesterday. Sorry. My niece is the kind of girl that has a certain zest for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. You know, despite what happened, I'm still convinced you have many fine qualities, and I think you can still become a gentleman someday. If you understand and abide by the rules of decent society. Danny. There's a lot of, badness in the world today. I see it in court every day. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them. The most important decision you can make right now is, what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I know I've made some mistakes in the past. I'm willing to make up for that. I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. You know, I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Well, just ask my grandson Spaulding. He and I are regular pals.
Are you my pal, Mr. Scholarship Winner?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
Huh?
So that's President Trump. Blackmail information on his wife. I'm saying it all here. All the Trump circles will attack me. Trump's being destroyed by this. Who cares? There's no kids. He's a freaking playboy. Any man out there that's actually got testicles, you telling me you're not going to? Just shut up. We don't care. Stop it. What we care about is Les Wexner saying he's a demon-possessed that wants to hurt people. What we care about is trafficking kids and cannibalism and murder. And these Satanists have tricked Trump into attacking his family and some people. And, oh, it'll hurt the stock market, sir. So now he's openly being destroyed, but he's 79. And I explained this to General Flynn. He got it quickly and moved on to expanding. I've known this since Trump got in. Everybody buys ads on Fox TV because you don't have to buy national. You know, it's like $500,000 an ad. You can buy it for like $50,000 an ad in D.C. because Trump watches it religiously and listens to every bit of it. He doesn't get all this. He's not playing 10D chess. He's smart and has good business ideas and doesn't hate America. But he's not. So he doesn't know he's burning down. He doesn't know he's giving our enemies victory. He doesn't know. And I told you it would be in the files. The Jane Doe recycle, the E. Jean Carroll, his wife's a hooker, not even true for what we know. But they got something in there. And I'm just like, Trump, what are you going to do? So let's talk about his wife. Put up Melania with Epstein, the rest of it. Thomas Siska and this movie with these Epstein people and just how they're trying to control the White House right now. Thomas Siska.
Yes. So the director of the Melania movie is Brett Ratner. And this is his first movie since he was canceled by Hollywood from the Me Too movement over several allegations of him raping women.
Oh, Rev Shot, let's show these articles, guys.
So right here we have Melania director Brett Ratner pictured cuddling women in Epstein files. He's all over the Epstein files. There's pictures of him with other known pedophile, Jean-Luc Brunel. And this
guy,
as
big as Epstein, and they killed him.
Yes, this guy is surrounded by pedophiles. He directed the Rush Hour films and then the X-Men Last Stand movie with Bryan Singer, who was a known pedophile who settled out of court with one of his accusers. He raped young boys.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy guy doing weird stuff.
He's made a lot of weird comments, yes. But this guy, Brett Ratner, is absolutely surrounded by pedophiles.
Oh, yes, pedo-style parties.
And he was dead in the water, so why would Melania and why would the Trump administration or whoever pick this guy to direct her movie? They could have picked, you know, Mel Gibson or somebody that is known to not mess around with kids or surround himself with pedophiles. But no, they go with the guy who needs help, who has no career anymore, and they resurrect him and give him life. And this guy is just, I mean, his last name is Ratner. His dad started a rat poison company, and everything, all his companies are, you know, have rat in the name. I mean, it's a joke. This is what some of the women said that the director, Brett Ratner, did to them. Natasha Henstridge said he forced her to give him oral sex. Olivia Munn said that he masturbated in front of her, then lied to others that he'd had sex. Jamie Ray Newman shared that he'd sexually harassed her on a flight. Catherine Town, the director, followed her into the bathroom of a party after making unwanted advance.
But the point is, he's an Epstein insider.
Right.
So they send an Epstein insider.
Yes.
As the payola. And like, oh, not only are we not going to release this info about Melania, but ooh, we're friends now.
Yeah. And I mean, just several articles here about him being in the Epstein files, his connections with all these other known pedophiles.
Oh, Red Shot, guys, show all this. I'm going to look these articles up.
Brett Ratner returns to directing after sexual assault allegations with Melania movie. And I just don't understand it. I mean, that's like political suicide. You're trying to get out of this Epstein thing, and you bring a known Epstein,
Confidant.
I mean, he clearly is in these pictures with a lot of young girls. And bring him back into the spotlight and champion him. I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's, you know.
But the point is, it's a whole club. Not only are we not going to blackmail you, but we'll do something nice for you.
Right.
And you look at the producers of it, all ties into Obama. I was looking that up.
Yep, and the guy's friends with Diddy. I mean, he surrounds himself with
sex traffickers. So I'm going to tell you again. It's all about Melania, and that's why Trump's blackmailed. So there I said it. And she's not even, from what we see, guilty of any of this.
And all these people, they all settle outside of court. Bryan Singer, the X-Men director, he settles outside of court. None of these people are charged, so it gives them, you know, the cover of saying, well, he's not an actual rapist. You know, there's allegations, and I'm sure there are people out there that have allegations against him that are not true.
Yeah, but with Epstein, it's like in these photos, I mean, look at it.
But when it comes to Epstein and the people that this guy surrounds himself, it's 100% true. And then
this ain't where there's smoke, there's fire. This is fire.
And then the Rush Hour films he directed, you got Chris Tucker on the flights with Bill Clinton. I mean, what was he doing there flying around with Clinton and Epstein?
So let me ask you this. What does Trump need to do? Because we know he's not involved in anything illegal. We know they're using threats with the Melania's a hooker thing, which has been disproven. I mean, I know he listens to his wife. She's being manipulated.
He needs to burn every single connection to Epstein that is in his administration, that is in Hollywood, anyone asking for favors, anyone in the financial institutions, the tech world, and get people that are not associated with him. I know it seems difficult, but we need to replace them with military generals, people that are in technology in the military that have nothing to do with him. We know that
just like Bukele did. It's the same model. It's not a tyranny. We already have a pedophile tyranny. The only thing you replace that with and it phases back to civilians is command and control.
I mean, Epstein was connected in DARPA.
But the left keeps saying he's going to do that because that's the only move they fear.
He was
his seizure of the infrastructure. Meanwhile, Trump, you think you've controlled this. You haven't. They major misstep.
He was involved in DARPA in the emails, Epstein. So he managed. I mean, clear as day that he was involved.
He was the head of the Trilateral Commission because Rockefeller turned it over to him.
And he had DOD clearance. I mean, that's clear as day. He was in the Department of Defense helping them with this technology and gene editing and all types of, you know, surveillance systems.
And his sperm makes it to Zoroastrians, like I said, for surrogates, for harvesting of stem cells from dead babies.
And I'd like to talk about these modeling agencies and these guys that we know are co-conspirators like Jean-Luc Brunel and Leslie Wexner. And
let's talk about that. You get into Wexner. He's now, and it's come out, is a co-conspirator listed in FBI files they suppressed. He's called before the Ohio legislature. He's been called before Congress. There's UN investigations. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Investigations of the WF. This thing is blasting out now.
And Leslie Wexner funded Abercrombie and Fitch and the CEO, Mike Jeffries, who was also arrested for sex trafficking. He's still fighting those allegations right now. He was actually into young boys and young male models, and he would get those guys into prostitution rings. And what these people do, whether it be Jean-Luc Brunel or Mike Jeffries, is they tell them they have access to make these people stars. If you want to play ball, you want to get groomed, you want to be sexually abused and not tell anybody, then we can make you into a famous actor. And these are just,
and you've got a breakdown. You ask what, Grok or ChatGPT?
This is just a list of actors.
A red shot. And let's show this. This is people in these groups and what happened to them.
So this is a list of models for Abercrombie and Fitch, which is, again, an offshoot of Victoria's Secret and Leslie Wexner. These are models that became actors after working for Abercrombie and Fitch. Ashton Kutcher, Channing Tatum, who's actually the star of the movie Blink Twice, which is all about bringing models to an island, feeding them scopolamine till they can't remember anything, and tying them up and brutally raping and murdering.
Which we'll get to when we come back. We have the movie trailer, and then also Serpent the Rainbow, the same scopolamine that we know in the emails Epstein was producing.
Yes.
With the plants.
And
so it turns them into a zombie for half a day or a day. They had amnesia. They remember nothing.
Correct. More so than LSD. Everyone talks about LSD and the MK Ultra, and they say, well, we never were able to actually get a Manchurian-style candidate from LSD, or it didn't quite get to where we want it. Scopolamine achieved what they were looking for. They were able to give somebody this drug, and they can follow commands and not remember a thing. And that's, you know, there's not
total amnesia.
There's not a lot of talk about it, but this was part of MK Ultra, and they use it in gangs in Colombia to find Johns. Prostitutes will go up to them. They'll blow the scopolamine into their nose. They barely see it, and it hits them instantly. And then they could go take
their credit card numbers, everything.
Dump out your bank account. You'll do it with a smile on your face. They'll go to your house, take all your belongings, and you'll say, oh, I wanted to give it to them. And then, you know, eventually you'll come to.
And we have Epstein with botanists growing it. It's a large part of the files. It's him, his scopolamine fields.
Yes. And, I mean, this plant, there's different versions of these trumpet plants that grow all across the world, but they all can produce the same drug. I remember there was a story out of South Florida where a man took one of these trumpet plants, and he hallucinated so bad that he actually cut his penis off and was put into a mental
institution. Liberals love that. So just thinking about this, this is their operation. I mean, this is their whole program. So I want to. Do you want to go to the trailer of the actress involved with all them, where they, you know, make a movie about this?
Let's go to the Blink Twice trailer, and then when we come back, I can tell you a little bit more about some of the people whose careers were launched from these sex trafficking moguls.
And so they even make movies about it, making it a joke. Here it is.
Slater King, let's get to the question that everybody is dying for you to answer. Where have you been?
I guess I just needed to disappear for a little while. So I sort of bought an island.
An island?
Mm-hmm. It's a great place to bring friends. Nice to meet you, Frida. We're going to my island for a few days.
Do you guys want to come?
Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
He's not a stranger. He's Slater King.
I can't tell you how healing it's been just to disconnect.
Phones, please. Wait, for real?
It's just better without the phones.
I hope it's okay. This is my favorite one.
I think I'll survive.
We grow our own food. I wear the same thing every day.
So do you think it's weird that there's, like, clothes for us? I think it's just, like, rich. It's not what I thought it was gonna be.
What do you mean?
The legendary parties of Slater King. Blink twice if I'm in danger. What day is it?
No.
When are we leaving?
Whenever you want.
You okay?
Dude, your eye.
Can't you feel me? There's something wrong with this place. I've turned under my nails and I don't know how I got there.
Are you having a good time?
I feel like forgetting, like, a lot of stuff.
There's something weird going on.
Something's making us forget.
Where's Jess?
Who's Jess?
My friend.
You remember her?
Yes.
But I don't remember her.
Oh.
They ate her. Beef jerky.
Who's there?
I'm going for the phones. Keep a lookout. Oh, my God.
What are we gonna do about you?
We need to find out what's really going on.
So you got all these rich people. They're into Satanism. They're totally empty. They got to do something more depraved each time. A normal person never gets tired of a Dos Equis and a T-bone steak, a sunrise, a hike, you know, praying, you know, hanging out with your family. They're empty. The demons in them only. And look, that's Epstein Island, the exact topography out the window. So this came out 2 years ago, they're telling you. And then there are people involved. It's not like they're good guys, it looks like, telling you. Or maybe they are. What do you think?
Well, like I said, Channing Tatum, the star of this movie, his whole career was launched by a sex trafficker named Mike Jeffries, who ran Abercrombie & Fitch. And then the director of the movie is Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. Now, Lenny Kravitz has done music with Diddy, and Zoe Kravitz was at these parties, so I mean...
Let's stop there. We're going to the next hour. We have more trailers, more documents. I have massive investigations. I haven't even gotten into massive preparation for this. Fourth hour, third hour, straight ahead. You do not want to miss any of this information, third or fourth hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're 1776 worldwide. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rebel the Alex Jones show, and Infowars.com/show. We are changing the world. The enemy is in deep crap. Praise God for that. And don't forget, tonight... at midnight is the last day of the super sale on all the supplements, all the apparel, the knives, everything. 52% off at checkout at thealexandstore.com, and it ends tonight. And everybody signing up now gets put in 100x times to win the Ford Shelby and the Ford Megatruck.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells you what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's, yeah, it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited power.
Volunteer power.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.